This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me, you know, joining me and all that. I really do mean that, sincerely. I know there's a thousand other shows you could be listening to, watching, whatever. You've chosen this one, and it means a lot to me and the team here, seriously. You know, it's going to get more vicious, people, as the days go on. I'm not just saying that because I, you know, do this for a living. I don't want this to happen. I don't want the viciousness. I think it's terrible. But you watch what happens. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Because they're going to do anything to keep him out. They're going to say anything to keep him out. But they don't even have an alternative. You know, the funny thing about it is there's nobody that they have up where you'd sit back as a Trump supporter and go, you know what? That guy could do a better job than Trump. That person could do a better job than Trump. Or that person's pretty sane. Pretty solid. I hope to God they don't get elected. No, they get Joe Biden. They are selling crazy. They are selling deranged. Look, with all due respect to the man, and you know it, I cannot believe. Here they talk about how sick President Trump is. Mentally sick, physically sick, whatever, whatever, whatever. And Joe Biden's the picture of health in their mind? If he's the picture of health for them, if they perceive him to be, you know, as sharp as a tack, they got a problem. And if you're voting for them, you have a bigger problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mike Pence was, I won't say he was put in an awkward situation. I don't really want to put it that way because it doesn't sound right. When he was asked by Brett Baer of a specific incident or rumors or report or what have you, that he was put on standby because President Trump might have been having a series of mini strokes. And he went into the hospital and, you know, they put the VP on notice, which is really just interesting. But Mike hesitates when he answers the question. And it's not a simple hesitation. And again, please, I love Mike Pence. I think he's a great guy. I really do. And I know what was, you know, I know kind of what was going on here and what he was doing and that kind of stuff. But you have to know, you got to be ready for these questions. You have to know they're going to come up. You have to know somebody's going to say something about them at some point. Let me just play the audio portion of that, if I might, if it works. Hopefully it'll work. All right, everybody pray with me together. Here we go.
Tweeted out today. It never ends. Now they're trying to say your favorite president, me, went to Walter Reed Medical Center having suffered a series of mini strokes. Never happened to this candidate. Fake news. Perhaps they're referring to another candidate from another party. This refers to Michael Schmidt's book where he says the president went to Walter Reed, which in fact happened in November of last year. He says in the book that you were put on alert to take control, to take office, essentially, if he went under for anesthesia. Is that true?
President Donald Trump is in excellent health. And, Brett, I'm always informed of the president's movements. And whether it was on that day or any other day, I'm informed. But there was nothing out of the ordinary about that moment or that day. And I just refer any other questions to the White House physician.
But as far as being on standby?
I don't recall being told to be on standby. I was informed that the president had a doctor's appointment, and I got to tell you, part of this job is you're always on standby. As your vice president of the United States,
But with all due respect to Pence, he is a truthful man. Now, he's right. The vice president is always on standby in case something happens to the president, to take the oath, to step in, to take temporary control. When the president goes under, the VP has president control, a temporary control of the country. And so nothing new there, no big deal. So, but when he says, I don't recall, you can see it's a bit of a word game. Was he put on standby? No. Was he? And he probably wasn't. Not in the sense that you think. He probably was told, look, president's going in. They're going to give him anesthesia for it. Might put him out. We don't know yet. In which case, be by a phone. Just in case you have to take control. It's not like, listen, he's going under the knife at 6 a.m. And, you know, 80% of the people do survive this kind of operation, 20 don't. So we want you ready to take the oath and step in should something happen. Right? So he's trying to figure out how to not make it a big deal. I'm probably making a bigger deal out of it than he did. But they're going to have a field day with this. That's what irritates me. For them, this is a big deal. Ooh, something happened to the president. Now, again, never anything about Joey B, right?
I'm a Verizon engineer,
and I'm part of the team.
Seriously, you never hear anything about Joey B. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. Even when he can't figure out where he's at, even when he's speaking gibberish, right? Can't string two sentences together. That's not a joke. This is a reality. Kennedy has conceded to Markey in the heated Massachusetts Senate Democratic primary. That must have been, you know, Markey's been around forever. He's known the family forever. That must have been an interesting race. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always kind of gets you in the groove for the next segment, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins the show from time to time, and one of the things he always talks about is how the Democrat Party is exploding from within. And it's not like they have subtle differences, but they have some major differences between, you know, inward. And, you know, you look at the progressive wing and then the far-left progressive wing, more conservative wing, who can't really be outspoken, or they'll get, you know, slapped to the wrist and told to sit in the corner. You know, seriously. Now, the progressive wing seems to be able to take root on the East Coast in some of the bigger cities, New England and so forth. And riding that wave of support, that wave from the Democratic Party, you know, you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey. Ed Markey's a real, he's always been just borderline socialist. Now, Kennedy conceded to Marquette about 2.5 hours after the polls closed. My home state of Massachusetts. The primary battle that grabbed the national attention, because it just got nastier and nastier. A few moments ago, he said he called Senator Markey to congratulate him and pledge my support to him and his campaign in the months ahead. He told supporters that the senator's a good man. You just never heard me say otherwise. When he pointed the tension between the two candidates, Kennedy added it was difficult at times between us. Good elections often get heated. With 52% of the vote reporting, Markey was leading Kennedy 54-48. I would have waited. Yeah, listen, what's the big whoop? Why do it all of a sudden? You can't do it first thing in the morning? Kennedy, who was a rising star in the Democrat Party, is a grandson of the late Senator U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy, and grandnephew of John F. Kennedy. Now, the Kennedy name somehow still holds some kind of magic dust hold on mainstream Democrats in Massachusetts. Well, so what's really funny is when you hear them talk about the Kennedys, you get two responses from people in Massachusetts. One is, what a great family. Everything they've done for the state and the country, wonderful people, gave up, I'm just going on and on and gushing all over them. Or you get a bunch of crooks. Joe Kennedy was a bootlegger. You know, he sold us out in England. I mean, again, believe it or not, whether I believe it or not, is of no consequence. You get two very different feelings about the Kennedys as a whole. Now, you can't discount their service to the community and country. No question about it. But different viewpoint, different way of doing business. His defeat brings to an end nearly 8-decade-long undefeated streak of the Kennedy dynasty in Massachusetts. Well, the old-timers are gone. You got a new group coming in. Progressive groups. Different ways of looking at things. John, you know, if you look up Jack Kennedy, whether you like him or not, whether you thought he was a good president or not, he hated liberals. He spoke out about liberal policies on more than one occasion. So you can't paint with the broad brush. And when I call Democrats liberals today, that's a whole different meaning than it did back in Jack Kennedy's days. Kennedy said these weren't the results we hoped for, but it definitely leaves the door open for future campaign. He stressed that we may have lost the final vote count tonight, but we built a coalition that will endure. That's what they all say. I may have lost, but look at all the people I brought together. Kennedy was actually winning. He was doing well. Markey surged over the summer, and then he ended up taking a double-digit lead over Kennedy. Now, if you look at the AOCs of the world, who came out? I would love to know who came out and voted for him, for Markey. You probably had the old-timers, no problem at all. But the younger people probably had to follow AOC. This is why I tell people, you know, even people in my party right now are telling me how endorsements really don't hold a lot of weight. I don't buy that at all. Because there's a lot of times where people don't know who the candidate is, but they know who you are, or they know who's endorsed you. Maybe a person on the list, on your endorsement list. Right? And they'll look up that person and go, oh, Frank Smith likes him. I like Frank, so I'm going to vote for this guy. You see that on a regular basis. So don't discount endorsements. The endorsements that you should discount, when Barack Obama gives somebody that he's never, look, locally here. Again, we have a local that's running, Christy Smith, who is just gushing over AB5, you know, the job killer bill. The one in California that caused so many people to lose work, lose their jobs. She's loving that bill. Thinks it's wonderful. Thinks it's great. And she's endorsed by Barack Obama and a few others. But I always joke about these endorsements. They don't know who she is. They could step on her in the street and they would know who she was. So those are the ones that really don't count. Those are the ones you should chuckle off and go, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. Really that simple. See, and I tell you what. I look at, what's her name? The mayor of Portland. And, you know, it's funny how they're blaming Trump for all this violence. It's like, okay, so what have you done? What have you, mayor, what have you done to quell the violence? So you got people that are all teed off, and, yeah, you want them to burn off a little bit of steam, but to what point? To what end? When does it quit? Right? No, come on, think it through. When does it quit? Does it, when you burn down two-thirds of the city? A third of the city? See, it doesn't matter who started the fight, we'll say at this point. It's time to stop it. It's really that simple. Just time to stop it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, talk about craziness. Somebody just sent me this. I don't know how true it is. Kanye West registered as a Republican in Wyoming? That will block him from running in Arizona. I mean, the guy's looking. The guy needs help. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say. Needs a little help. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with law enforcement after protests, which were initially violent after the police shooting of Jacob Blake.
We're here to show our support for Kenosha and Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin's been very good to me. I love the people. We've done a lot for the state, and we will continue to do a lot for the state. We're all in this together, and this was an example of what can happen when you do it right.
Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard, which came to stop the violence. The demonstrations are now continuing, although they're mostly peaceful. The president didn't mention the Jacob Blake shooting during his visit, Blake's uncle Justin said a meeting with the president wasn't necessary.
We don't have any words for the orange man. All I ask is that he keep his disrespect, his foul language far away from our family.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Appreciate the time you're spending with us so much. I really do. I love when you guys hang out. You ask me questions online. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And asking real questions, not stuff that you're trying to have fun with. Anyway, I was quickly talking about... somebody sent me something about Kanye West, now registering as a Republican, as was registered as an independent. The may keep from. I mean, does anybody really believe he's running? Why is he really doing this? I don't know the guy. I don't know anything about the guy. I've heard that he needs some help. We'll leave it at that. And maybe he does. I don't know. I'm not there. All right. So, you know, you're looking at more and more of what's going on in the Chinese. I mean, we are hurting China terribly, whether you want to hear it or not. You know, we're taking our supply chain away from them. You can't just threaten us and expect that we're going to back down. I don't know how they made such a major mistake. They're not stupid people by any stretch. But when they start threatening to hold back medication, this isn't Obama in the White House. This is President Trump. You're not going to threaten him and get away with it. Democrats are going, oh my God, we're in trouble. We need to make sure they're happy or we won't be able to get our pills. How about we ramp up production in this country, help these companies get their warehouses open, get these pills going, so we don't have to worry about China cutting us off. Wouldn't that be great? And more firms are moving out of China. And they're exploring more options here in this country. But they're not going to do it, people. If it's going to cost them 10 times as much to move, it's going to cost them 10 times as much to produce. I constantly joke about the fact that if you think that you like the fact that you can get a Mexican product for less money, you think that's good, and you think that's all about capitalism and it's not. It is not. You know why? Because they don't have the same regulations we have. For a product that maybe it cost them a dollar to produce, a company here in California and or the United States may have to double that just in what they have to pay, what it's cost them to do business in the state. Mexico doesn't have the EPA. I mean, in California, you have the EPA and the AQMD, two organizations that are almost impossible to get around or to work through. It's tough. It's extremely tough. And the failing New York Times, you know, I mean, the one that hates Trump, they're even putting up pieces about how
you know, Chinese agents helped spread messages that really sowed the virus panic here in this country. Why? To hurt President Trump. To make it look like he couldn't handle and or do the job. Isn't that great? Doesn't that help? Yahoo News was reporting, real simple, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this one out either. They were also reporting that there were fake Chinese media accounts that targeted Trump. They had videos up that finally were taken down. Because they were extremely false, extremely fake. The same thing I saw earlier, that these rumors of the stroke, of a stroke with the president, were also started in that world. That those sites were actually owned by the Chinese. And that's scary in and of itself, because they're able to put that propaganda out there and we swallow it. We're so sure. Remember the old commercial? I thought it was great. Remember the commercial that the young lady kept saying, well, it's on the internet, it has to be true. Yeah, yeah, that's the law. You must sit there and roll around laughing, oh my God. And there are people who believe everything they read on the internet. Does some of you remember when your mom or your dad would say, oh, do you believe, what is it? Come on, help me out here, guys. Half of what you see and nothing of what you hear, or half of what you hear and nothing of what you see. They were trying to drive a point home. There was a reality in that. And a lot of us didn't fall. A lot of us don't care. We've got other things going on, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. It's funny how anytime you put up a piece about COVID, you call them wrong, you say the numbers are wrong, but boy, man, they come out of the woodwork to attack you. No, it's not a onesie-twosie thing. They come out. They want you gone. They want you dead. They want you drawn and quartered. It never stops with them. I also love the one here that Biden confronted Trump on his safety record. He said that Trump couldn't stop the violence. You know, how could it be a law and order president? You can't stop the violence. He said that in his speech. I think it was, how many people was in front of? 7? 11? There were a couple of staff members there, people taking pictures, that kind of thing. It's because he was all into social distancing or whatever it's called. Right? Joe Biden charged that the crisis had kept multiplying under President Trump's watch. They're trying to move the focus back on Trump. I mean, after the Republican convention, kind of hard. Because they called out all of Joey B's shortcomings. And there were a lot. Now, if Joey B says that he can keep America safer than President Trump, why didn't he do it when he was in office with Oblamo? Obama, Oblamo, whatever, same thing. Really? Crime was on the rise. It was at all-time highs in some areas. We had violence going on overseas because Obama kept feeding the Iranian war machine. They have no money right now. Look at what's going on. You know why? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing really is happening big time overseas because we're not giving them the money anymore. We're not feeding their hate. Think about that. Now, Biden, on Monday, he said he was addressing President Trump's claim that the former vice president would preside over a nation of overwhelmed disorder. And it's true. And lawlessness. Trump doesn't even know what's going on half the time. But let's get past that. Can somebody find me a speech that he gave? Can somebody find me something he did on when he was vice president? Pushing President Obama, pushing legislation that would clean up some of this mess. You can't find any because he didn't care back then. That simple. He went on to say that that the disorder and lawlessness that you see that it was Mr. Trump who had made the country unsafe. Isn't it interesting how decades these people have been presiding over these things, and all of a sudden in 3.5 years, it's all Orange Man's fault. All of it. Racism, violence, theft, bigotry, homophobia. All Orange Man's fault. Right? He said all this chaos erupted over President Trump's watch. Well, not true. When you think about what went on under Obama, people that were killed, fights that broke out, how many terrorist attacks have we had? True terrorist attacks. And then again, how come statues have come to a screeching halt? They haven't. But how come? Because Trump did something about it. Right? It was that easy. And now Washington, D.C. is saying that these statues have to be renamed, these monuments have to be renamed, removed, something has to be done with them because they don't fit in today's society. So the men and the women that founded this country, they don't fit into this society because today they don't have the same mindset that you had? Because they didn't at the time believe in homosexuality or gay marriage, or they thought black people should be slaves? And frankly, if you read their writings, a lot of them didn't think they should be slaves. But you also have to know the politics of the day, what the rules were, what the laws were. But they don't care about that. Hey, it's their way or the highway. Show me your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now.
We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'm gonna throw up. Now, the New York Times says the Marines are rooted in racism. What is it rooted in racism? Wouldn't that be a shorter list, according to a left, the left? No, seriously. Unreal. These people, they never stop. You know, you got the people in Washington, D.C., we just went through it a few minutes ago. You got the people in D.C. that are now telling you that they need to make changes to the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Monument. You know, because they're so racist. They're symbols of racism. What the heck is racist about them? Right? No, seriously. What is so... Why? Because they owned slaves? So do we have to go to the list? Anybody had anything to do with a slave now gets pushed to the back of the line? If you're five generations away from slavery, your grandparents or great-grandparents who were slaves, what are you entitled to? They did the work. They took the beating. How do we know you're going to do the right thing? How do we know you even care? See what I mean? This just gets out of control after a while. Not a little, a lot. And these people are truly out of control. Mayor Muriel Bowser's new commission, they're studying whether to remove, relocate, or contextualize these monuments. Now, here's the funny thing about it. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that she's got going on in D.C., the violence, right, the homelessness and everything, this is it? This is at the top of the list? She's trying to turn it into another Baltimore. See, I wouldn't let them do it. I would change something. I mean, D.C. needs to be the place that really pushes out, shows the history of this country. Right? She wants the monuments to align with D.C. values. No, D.C. needs to align with constitutional values. How about that? Now, I think it's Bob Woodson. Yeah, Bob Woodson. We're making comments on really what needs to be done there. In July, Bowser test the D.C. Faces, District Columbia Facilities and Commemorative Expressions Working Group. She asked them to evaluate public spaces. And, you know, it released its guidelines recently because fixing those signs, those statues, those monuments are going to fix systemic racism. I'm just saying. Of all the challenges facing the particular black residents of Washington, D.C., why is this mayor spending the energy, money, talking about tearing down statues? That's a question Bob Woodson asked, noting that the Washington Monument, Jefferson Monument, and a statue of Pennsylvania's Benjamin Franklin were being targeted by the commission. You see where these people are going? Right? Anyway, D.C., it's not their, it is, and it's not their monuments to rename or remove. They belong to America. They belong to American citizens. They were paid for by tax dollars. Look at this. All the damage that's been done to these statues. Tax dollars is paid to maintain them. Tax dollars are paid to protect them. Tax dollars were paid to put them up. Now, tax dollars have been paid because of all the violence around them, and they'll probably go back up again. I hope they do. Right in your face. I hope they go back up. Here, look at the Christopher Columbus Fountain. That's federally owned. They want the Benjamin Franklin one moved. Again, federally owned. See, these people are so ignorant. They're just so ignorant to history, to law. How they get elected, I have no clue. Andrew Jackson, a favorite of the Democrats, by the way. Thomas Jefferson. These are all federal statues that the feds own. How do they think they're going to move them or touch them? See, I want the mayor to come out and do something. Because then we can put her in jail for 10 years. We can show how serious and real we are. Francis Griffith Newland. Another Newland Memorial Fountain. Federal. And George Washington. My God. The real, true father of this country. And yet she's proud of the BLM. Or the Black Lives Matter Plaza. She's paying homage to a group that wants to kill the family, that want to wipe out the traditional Western family, which I don't really know what that means because don't overseas, aren't they also husband-wife kind of thing? Right? 2.5 kids, white picket fence? Seriously. They're all flirting with a very dangerous impulse when they start doing this. But if you think about it, right? In the French Revolution, what they tried to do was rewrite history. During the French Revolution, they wanted to wipe out all the symbols of history. Wiping out your past doesn't fix anything. Matter of fact, I'm now become a believer that it guarantees you will repeat it. That simple. And what did they wipe out the French Revolution? Who they go after? People in the church? Aristocracy? They even tried to change the calendar. Right? Took us at a very dark period at the time. When you talk about these systematic problems, the problems that keep going on. See, the Democrats never look for a solution to a problem. No, real solution. Yeah, they want to stop homelessness, and they want people to have medical, you know, and all this. But there's really no solution. Throw more money at it. It's not a solution. Business people know that. Throwing more money at it doesn't necessarily fix it. It's just like I thought, what I thought was hilarious is, you know, you in L.A., in Los Angeles County, they were putting a boatload of homeless people in these high-end hotels. And the amount of money they had to pay to put them in there, take over those rooms, I mean, they're going to end up paying big bucks later on to clean it all up. It was interesting. Why not take the hundreds and hundreds of empty, strip mall motels? Some of those hotels have dirty 50, 60 rooms in them. And they're empty. For all intents and purposes, they're empty. Clean them up, fumigate them, put them in there. That's where you should have been putting them instead of on the street. These hotels are all over the place. The city can easily condemn these places and take them over. No, instead you put them at the Ritz-Carlton, where they're getting $600 a night for a room. Not that their state is paying that. But why ruin these hotels? If I got the money, I want to go there. And you don't have a right to tell me I shouldn't go there. You don't have a right to tell me I have too much money. That simple. The BLM movement, remember, these activists wanted to rip down all these statues of people who have been dead for centuries. And, like, somehow that was going to make life better, right? They did nothing. Ripping down one of those statues didn't help one black person in this country. Not a one. Make you feel good for the moment? Does it put money in your pocket? Did it help you find a job? Did it give you a better living place? Remember, these projects that went up countrywide back in the 60s and 70s, that was the housing idea of the Democrats. How'd that work out? They became crime havens. See, nobody wants to talk about this stuff. Nobody wants to bring it up. Well, that's a past. What are you bringing up the past for? Because they have the same ideas today. Only they're willing to confiscate property, not actually make it. Not actually make these apartments. They're going to take them away from other people. The commission, ready for this one, also took offense to a school named after Alexander Graham Bell, an inventor of the telephone, as well as George Mason, a prominent founding father from Virginia, who crafted the state's Declaration of Rights. Right? He copied it from the Bill of Rights. And for what reason? Because he did own, may have owned, slaves? It's just amazing to me. They need to look up their history. They need to look up what the laws were. You heard Rick Green talking about this last week. They tried to get rid of slavery at one point. Actually, three provinces or whatever they were called voted them out. And the king said, ain't gonna happen. Put them back in. Right? Now, they could have said no then, but did they have the support of all the colonies at that time? No, they didn't. That's the other thing about the left and Antifa. They don't understand strategy at all. To them, it's put on the war gear and plunge forward. That'll fix everything. Well, my friends, it doesn't fix anything, actually. All it does is make you look like the violent people that you actually are. Oh, God. Why did you wait so long to send this to me? You got a petition going to... They want a Chadwick Boseman statue to replace a Confederate memorial. And, anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be with us all week. We're going to be here. I don't want to be alone. Come on back tomorrow.